welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. I am honored to be with you. This podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 2nd, 2026. We're going to get into a really touchy area here, I think, with people. Everybody has their assumptions about this subject. It's how we formulate our philosophies of life. And we do formulate philosophies based on this one word, belief, what we believe in. And basically, it's not the cause that we're involved in. It's really not. It's the emotions that we have that we believe in. And if our emotions tell us that this is right and other things are wrong and blah, 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 this and that, then we miss. That's belief is a matter of presumption and assumption. That's really all it is. And unless a person is intelligent enough to separate their fear of how they are going to survive, their self-preservation, from making it, let's say, something of a moral issue, then we have real problems. We really do. People who are not generous, who are not kind, who are not awakened and realized at all, I mean, not even remotely realized, have a real hard time being generous, because whatever they give or think they can give or whatever they believe or what they think they believe, it has to benefit them in some way or another. And that is not the manner of the way at all. It doesn't work like that. But we like to think it does. So we have these beliefs about right and wrong and good and bad. And so Carrie does not tell me where Carrie lives. Do you believe? What is belief and what do you believe in? She's screening me, you know. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. What is belief? It is an opinion based on the assumption that my emotions and my self-preservation are at stake, and that makes them sacred or right or moral to me. So that's my definition of it, and I hope you can understand that. It doesn't mean diddly squat. It just is what Greg, in his mental acuity, can understand and can understand about his emotions. He's only interested in self-preservation, avoiding any kind of disaster or difficulty or whatever. He wants an easy peasy life, as one of my former students would say. Easy peasy life. And that's what people want. So they think if they believe in, you know, people will have difficulties and they'll say, pray for me, pray, you know. And I ask them always after the whole thing is done, so how did God, you know, answer your prayer? And they, all of them say the same thing. I didn't believe enough, I guess. It's not a matter of belief. And I know you're going into Bible scriptures and, you know, about belief with Jesus and all of that, but you can't really have an authentic belief in emotional nature, in the propaganda of my human emotions. True belief is something that is a knowledge, an awareness, a knowledge of an awareness that there is something very beautiful about what is happening, whether I morally like it or not. It is about how I see things in the light of my heart, not my body and my intellect. So do I believe? We all believe, whether we think we do or not. Whether we want to admit that we have beliefs or not, we all have them. They're in operation. They're a part of the function of my emotions. And they are the ones that purport the idea of what to believe in and what we want and what is good and what is bad. And it's all a bunch of hooey because it's all about self-preservation. Now you ask, what do I believe in? it isn't a matter of what I believe in. You know, it really isn't. If I can define my beliefs, then I am just doing the self-preservation thing. Believing is a way of life. It's like prayer. Prayer is a way of life. It is not something that I mentally adjust my thoughts to or try to manipulate my emotions to believe in. It doesn't work like that. What can my emotions believe in? Ask yourself this question, really. Ask yourself, Carrie, what can you emotionally believe in? You only know the things of this world. You emotionally believe in what? That you deserve better, that bad people should get punished and good people should be rewarded. That basically is where it all ends up, isn't it? Good and bad, right and wrong. What do you believe in? What is that? What is that idea of belief? Well, if you're not careful, you'll fall into the category of just believing what other people tell you to believe in. And that's not the way. You have to have a sense of the heart, not the human heart. If you live by your emotions, the human heart, you're going to be very convoluted. And so when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, you may say, I don't believe in killing, but you eat meat, I'm sure. You believe that if an enemy came over to our country, we should get rid of them, kill them, whatever. We believe in a strong defense. We don't believe in compassion. We don't. And in this world, it's never going to happen. So we're going to need armies and wars and rumors of wars. As Jesus said, in this world, there will always be those things. So that's just the nature of the humanity that we suffer from, which we don't understand that we suffer from. So when this is understood deep inside of us, when we are realized in this, we realize and come to understand that the belief that we have is already indoctrinated in our genes. We are, as Robert Sapolsky said, determined. Determined to do our will. When you and I are willing to drop the will, not my will, but thy will be done, when you and I are willing to do that, then a new energy begins to take over, something beautiful, something beyond the confines of my biology and my psychology. And when that is happening, when I allow for that, then something different can arise. But until then, as so many, Lord, I want to believe, but help thou my unbelief kind of attitude, not much really changes. There's always that doubt. And the doubt is about what do I deserve and how should I get this and what if God doesn't find me? We put our whole life into the hocus pocus of superstition. And that superstition is religion. Religion is very superstitious. True belief is the way you will live without anybody telling you pro or con, just the way you live. That's all you can do. Look at the way you live. That's your belief. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, out of pride, out of vanity, out of fear, out of anger. That's your belief. True belief is simply that which is. That which is beyond the confines of my ego, my fears, my vanity, my pride. And once you truly understand that, that's when something of the other shore begins to arise in us. We start to see things not from the premise of our intellectual fears and emotional crippling, but we begin to see things in the light of what is true love. And that is the only thing that matters, true love, love that comes from the heart. I hope that helps, Carrie. I really do. I hope that helps some of you, and we'll be back on the air next week. Thank you for listening, and please forgive me, as always. Can you believe in that? Namaste.